New Idaho license plates for goths and 80s kids alike.
The Flying Y is finally almost done.
Using ChatGPT as your therapist?
And there's a rogue butt slapper in our state.
It's right here, right now, tonight on a brand new IFAF.
IFAF, Idaho Falls Local, Independent, Alternative Media, with Mike Nelson and Carly Morgan.
Good evening, ungovernables, outliers, independent thinkers.
Cheaters at Coldplay concerts.
Oh my god.
Is that too much too soon?
No. It's the meme that by the time this show airs, it's probably spent. But it's all anybody's talking about the weekend prior to this show.
Literally, a guy that I brought in to fix my plumbing, which sounds a little like a setup to something. He was talking. Even he brought it up. You know, and he seemed like one of those very down-to-earth, salt-of-the-earth kind of guys who, like, doesn't care about anything. And he was like, you heard about that thing, right?
Let's get back to that in just a second, but I want to finish the intro, which goes a little something like this. Click like, rate, comment, something, please, God, anything.
Subscribe, rate, help us out.
To let the algorithm know, yeah, you're into Idaho Falls infotainment, bad jokes, dad jokes. I think commenting and or rating would be a big one for us right now.
Yes.
On whatever platform your favorite podcast app is, the platform that it is on.
Yeah.
The platform that it is.
Yeah. Whichever one it may be. And realistically, as far as podcasts go, I feel like there are really two podcast apps, which are Spotify and Apple Podcasts, and a secret third one, which is YouTube.
Oh,
but it's technically a video podcast at that point, which I think is more where we fall.
So this went down, what, last Thursday?
Mm-hmm. Thursday, yeah, about then.
Wednesday? But the
midweek,
the audacity of his post, like, yeah, hey guys, thanks. I think he said something like
taking time for his family.
Right. Yeah. I'm going to take some time off seeing this play out on a very public stage because he was busted by the Kiss cam at a Coldplay concert with his, I don't know. He's the CEO. She's the what?
HR rep.
Head of HR.
Which is hilarious, by the way, because of all the people in the company who should know not to do that.
That's the thing with like corporate HR.
Do as I say, not as I do.
No, it's unwelcome.
right.
Interaction. It's unwelcome advances.
Yeah, but
how do you know they're unwelcome until you make them?
Well, but also with that, if he's wearing a wedding ring, it should be unwelcome. And if you push it, maybe you're the problem.
Right.
Yeah. And if you're wearing a wedding ring, then you're definitely the problem.
So it was interesting to see when they both realized, oh, we're on this Kiss cam.
Yeah.
So when they're, you know, cheating in public and then, oh, surprise, this camera's on, it's in public. Her reaction was she turns around. His reaction was he just sinks.
Yep.
Beneath the camera line or the table that they were sitting at or something.
Well, they were at the front row of the balcony.
Were they?
Yeah, sunk behind the balcony.
Okay.
And can I just point out that had they just played it cool?
Yeah, right.
You know? And like just acted like there was nothing wrong, I guarantee you both of them could have gone home and gaslit the hell out of their spouses if they would have seen it. If they would have seen it.
Gaslit the hell out of their spouses.
And been like, oh my gosh.
Trump is trying to gaslight America that there is no Epstein list. One of his campaign promises that he ran on. I don't care what party you are.
He actually said existed.
Right.
Yeah.
And then to call the people who are asking him to fulfill his campaign promise, like former supporters and losers and whiners or whatever.
Well, and also
unbelievable.
Well, and I love how they re-released the video outside of Epstein's cell, deleting a minute of it.
Three, I heard. Could be
what
wrong.
I saw was a minute. And either way, deleting some of it, okay? And you couldn't just delete a line of the paper that said Donald Trump on it?
Yeah, I mean, that's redacted, whatever.
It makes me wonder how much he appears in there to the point where people would be suspicious.
Well, and I mean, doesn't that just have guilty written all over it.
All over it.
Wow.
It looks bad. Okay. Really, what you should do is play it cool, and then your spouses won't even know, and you can gaslight them later.
I'm sensing a theme here.
Yeah, I think so.
Shit, be cool, man. Be cool. It didn't happen. It didn't look that way. It doesn't look that.
Oh, my God. I have a doppelganger. How crazy. Yeah. Oh, that wasn't me. That was someone who looks like me that went to Epstein's Island. And they just assumed it was. Oh, my gosh. I can't believe he's such a good doppelganger that he passed himself off as me.
So let's pull.
That's crazy.
We're going to pull back the curtain here a little bit and just say, I think this is the latest we've ever started our show. It's well after midnight. And we just had a great night.
We did.
And we've got our entire weekend's booked. So we're like, at some point this afternoon, I messaged Carly and said, hey, when are we going to do this show? And it was that sort of, oh, shit, that's today reaction.
Well, and the funny thing was, I was like, oh, let's do it before we go out today. And you were like, but that's too soon.
No, it was rushing it. I don't think we could have done it logistically.
Which is fair. And I didn't see how we could do it logistically any later than that.
Right. Well, here we are.
Yeah, right. We made it happen.
We're actually going to test the theory is doing something better than nothing.
Right. And I will say, I think this was the sweet spot for both of us, because I was like, man, I have to do it by tonight. And you were like, the earliest I can do it is tonight.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Well, we'll just, we'll see. You, the only person who will be able to judge is you, and it might take you to the end of the show. So,
yeah,
you know, do what you can with what you have, where you are.
Well, come as you are.
Right. Anyway,
as both Jesus and, Nirvana said. Yeah. Thank you. I got there. Took me a second. I wanted to say Coldplay.
So, June's a big wedding month. You know what I'm seeing here in July in Idaho Falls is a bunch of cars driving around town. The reception getaway car, the wedding getaway car?
Right.
The honeymoon night getaway car?
I don't know if there's a specific name for it.
The just married car? Just married mobile?
Yeah, you're saying cars that say just married on them.
Yeah, and then have the name of the couple.
Mm-hmm.
And in this day and age, inevitably, yeah, they're Venmo.
Yeah, right.
Does anybody actually contribute to the Venmo?
I've heard good things about it.
Yeah.
I've heard that you do get contributions to it. And can I just say, as someone who got married and divorced pre-Venmo being a big thing, you know, I'm kind of pissed it wasn't a big thing sooner.
Yeah, we're from the 1900s.
I know. We're old people.
We're from before Google.
Yes. Yeah. I remember how rudimentary my first home computer was.
Mm-hmm.
I was just little. My mom pulled me in. She was like, hey, kid, come look at this. Showed me the hamster dance, the original one that was like a bunch of tiles.
Dita, 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 dodo.
But it was like a bunch of tiles of hamsters dancing, and they were all 8-bit, and it was amazing. It was transformative. It was when I knew that we were living in the future.
Right, before it had the techno beat added.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That and we all know, right? That's a part of the, that's Roger Miller from the Robin Hood soundtrack, the Disney animated Robin Hood soundtrack.
Oh, right. The do-do-dee-da-dee-da-do-do. Yeah.
Yeah. Just sped up.
Yep.
And we all know that Angry Frog or Crazy Frog, right, is just Axel F. from Beverly Hills Cop.
Yes.
Bam, 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 bam. Okay.
It's good stuff. You can't just recreate that out of nowhere.
One car and maybe, you know, it's been in my neighborhood a couple times. If I see it again, I'll grab a picture, but it was, like it had the name of the people who got married and their Venmo. And then I'm sure some groomsmen wrote something kind of jokey on there. Like,
okay. I saw the handwriting. That was definitely a bridesmaid.
Okay.
Groomsmen. It looks like they drew it with their, left hand instead of the right when they're not left hand dominant. Like,
okay.
Men have bad handwriting overall. You are one of the few exceptions.
Oh, that's very, very kind of you.
Okay, here's something funny. Hmm. My brother and his 12-year-old daughter, his handwriting is worse than her handwriting.
I believe that.
Yeah.
Anyway, it said something like, if this truck's a rockin', don't bother
knocking.
Yeah, like they're like and on the other side it said boning in the back or something.
Jeez,
like,
Louise.
Yeah, pretty graphic. Like if grandma saw that.
Like, here's the thing.
She wouldn't be dancing to the hamster dance at the reception.
Like,
she'd be having a word with the bride.
Here's the thing. I'm sure that every parent who goes to their child's wedding understands that there's some fornicating happening at some point. And
it's the whole point of the wedding night. That's the joke.
Right. And having that brought to the forefront is a horrifying, weird thing. And no one wants to think about y'all doing it.
Well, you've seen the meme about you say that you're trying to have a baby. Right. And what I hear is, and we won't repeat it on this show.
No.
Because it's extremely graphic.
Yeah, but the word big is in there.
And loads.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry, I had to cough.
You're fine. How are you holding in there?
I'm good.
Okay.
Just, you know, my throat's a little thrashed, you know? Like, mm-hmm. I kept having a drink and having it go down the wrong pipe.
Oh, that's right. Yes, you did. I remember that. Oh, and you need to yawn too.
And I'm a little sleepy. I've gotten so little sleep in the last few days.
You have. Yeah. Your cats were so holy terrors.
You know, and here's the thing. Most of the time they were not.
Mm.
Last night they were.
I think we get a pass tonight. Listen, we've come to you. We've pulled back the curtain. We're telling you our personal situation.
Yeah.
I thought episode 100, that's when we'll have our shit together.
Right.
Well, no. How about 102? No.
Yeah.
No. Nope.
Oh, you know what? I will just say, I feel kind of dumb that we didn't do a whole black and white Dalmatian looking theme for 101.
Yes.
We totally suck.
Yeah.
And to finish the story about my cats, so for two nights in a row, I got almost no sleep, like maybe 2 to 3 hours each.
The hell's going on?
It's just a fun thing my body does, where out of nowhere, it's like, ha, 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 guess what you don't get to do? Fucking sleep. You know? And it's always in the middle of the work week when I've, like, got to do stuff, you know? But then that third night when I was like, you know what? I think I might actually get to sleep in a little. I fell asleep really good and really early, and I was in, like, really good deep REM cycles, you know? But then this cat of mine, whom I love so much, and it wasn't totally his fault because my bedroom door got closed by the wind from the window. But he got locked in, and so he decided to meow about it to the point where he woke me up. And it was just a holy terror about it. And it was every, like, few hours, like having a newborn, but it was a cat.
Oh, right. Yeah.
You know? Uh-huh. Yeah. And it was, like, the one night where I probably got 10 hours of sleep, finally.
And
but they were interrupted.
Yeah, he is a cry baby.
Oh, he's so good at crying.
Hey, back to the CEO.
Oh,
and the HR chick at the Coldplay concert.
Yeah.
Did not all of our experiences, especially when it comes to algorithms, are the same anymore.
Mm.
But did Facebook suddenly change for you last week? Like it sort of, I think it did some sort of reset. I swear that this is what happened, even though I haven't looked into it and haven't had time. And this is the kind of show you get this time around.
Sorry.
But I swear I read an article about how Zuck is promising to bring back the classic Facebook experience. And then the next day I went to my Facebook feed and I started seeing posts from suggested accounts that I should follow.
Okay.
And it was because I was seeing so many of these posts from accounts I wasn't following that I saw that CEO and HR chick at Coldplay concert like 6 times in an hour. I think otherwise, just a few of my smart-ass friends would have said, hey, check this out.
Right.
But instead, and so both of those things were happening simultaneously. Yeah, and I'm still getting in my Facebook feed, anybody else or is it just me?
So wait, what does he mean by the classic Facebook experience?
Yeah, like, I don't know exactly.
If you tell me about the classic Facebook experience, it's that just the people that you're friends with is the stuff that you'll see.
Right.
And that's not how it is at all.
Does he mean a few years into the Facebook experience before it became what it is now?
Yeah.
Back when they were suggesting things in our feed?
Well, and even then they didn't suggest much. Like, if you had the right amount of friends, they wouldn't suggest hardly anything.
Well, yeah, in between these suggested accounts and sponsored posts and shit, I'm not even sure I'm seeing any of my friend stuff.
Yeah, right, right. When I go on Facebook, mostly what I'm looking for is funny cats. Oh, yeah. That's it.
Right. Yeah. Most of the time.
Yeah.
So,
like, it's no longer a social media app. It's basically, it's like YouTube. You go on there to see funny videos and stuff.
A meme browsing app.
Yeah, right, right. Yeah,
some people use it for that.
Yeah, I'm one of them, apparently.
Okay, let's go straight to the comments and follow-ups. This comment on Facebook from Mike. And this, we tried.
Oh, another Mike.
Yeah, the other white Mike. We tried the Grillo's Pickles Pickle de Gallo. Some people will call it a chunky salsa. Mm-hmm. I guess I think of it more as just a relish. A little relish you'd put on your hot dog.
Yeah, I would call it a pico de gallo.
Yeah, so except no cilantro.
Right, right.
But
which I think it could use.
Very pickle forward.
Nice.
Yeah. Anyway, here's Carly eating the hot dog.
Here's the most unflattering picture of me on the entire internet.
Here it is. Yeah, so let's own it.
I was trying so hard not to do that, and there was no way. So the bottom of my bun broke out.
Well, first, I don't think I've said his whole question yet, which is how we need to explain in depth how Carly eats a hot dog both sideways and upside down at the same time. So yeah, it's kind of a...
Okay, Mike, look, here's how. The bottom of my bun broke out. My wiener was going to fall out of my buns.
I hate when that happens.
Terrible, right?
Obligatory.
But I also wanted to get the pico de gallo that I'd put on the top. So I had to maneuver it so I could try to get the pico forward.
And so that's what was going on.
It was not a pretty sight. And I'm so sorry, Mike.
Mike, is that an acceptable?
And also, if you want next treat time, I will flip it upside down and around just for you.
Like how the Dice Man used to smoke cigarettes. Like,
yeah, a little.
Hickory dickory dock.
Yeah, a little bit of that.
Okay, that's right. So your bun fell out. Your bun fell apart.
My wiener fell through my buns.
Buns broke open. Wiener fell through.
Yeah.
The buns. Okay.
Damn.
There's that then. Do we want to have some more fun with that?
As much as you want. You guys, throw it out. Come on, what you got?
No, does everybody know when they're watching Family Guy that the name of the radio morning show, they're on Quahog FM, whatever it is.
Yeah.
It's Weenie and the Butt.
Yes, yeah.
Which sounds a lot like Weenie
in the butt.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, I mean, that's
just making sure.
I'm
just want to make sure that childish joke isn't lost on anyone.
If you didn't catch it, you don't deserve to catch that.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you can't figure that out,
yeah,
you're not even awake.
Okay, Greg with two G's, the OG with two G's, Greg Hale, was addressing our Griga box elder bug infestation segment.
Uh-huh.
And he said, my old house used to get, as Carly put it, a metric ton. He didn't say that. A metric F-ton, he said. He's not Trump or anything.
What the f***?
There it is. Okay. We used to get a metric ton of box elder bugs because of our tree. Our chickens wouldn't touch them. Most insecticides don't do anything.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I found one that does kill them very effectively in case anyone needs it. It's Cyper TC insecticide. And it's got a hell of a warning for use by individuals or firms licensed or registered by the state to apply termiticide.
Oh, yeah. To kill termites.
Okay. Wow.
Termiticide. Yeah.
So, yeah, this is
like industrial grade shit.
This is industrial grade shit that, you know, some states may have
A ban on?
A lock on or something. Yeah. Like a, I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Requirements.
Right.
Regarding their professional application.
You know, it's funny too.
Cyper TC.
So I don't remember the name of it, but my dad always used this one insecticide that was so safe that you could use it in industrial kitchens.
Okay.
Like, it was meant around for use food? Indoors. Yeah, indoors and around food.
So it'll kill insects and taste great.
Yeah, basically. And that's what he would use every year. And we'd always have all these box elder bugs, you know, which was fine because they like don't do anything. They don't see, like, look, earwigs, horrifying. Worms, ugh, don't like them. Spiders could go to absolute hell.
Yes. You know? Yeah. We invite them to burn in hell.
And even roaches.
For all eternity.
Like, realistically, oh, yeah. Roaches and box elder bugs are not that far separated.
Anything that skitters.
Well, but box elder bugs kind of skitter. They just don't skitter as fast. I don't know. Yeah. There's something.
I'd say they're the line and they don't cross it.
Right. I feel like box elder bugs are like a half step above a roly-poly. Like, if the end of the stairs is like spiders, there's like ladybugs, roly-polies, box elder bugs.
Yeah, okay.
You know?
Uh-huh.
And so it never really bothered me too much to find them. I didn't like it. But, like, if I found one, like, on my bed, I would just flick it off and be fine.
Okay.
You know?
Right.
Earwigs?
Whereas
if earwig- I found an earwig on my bed, I would lose my shit. I would strip the bed. I would wash it all.
You haven't brought up millipede?
Ooh.
Or centipede?
Gross. Hate them.
Yeah. Like there are some bugs. You're right.
That's a very guttural sound.
Box elder, tissue, toilet, flush,
yeah,
done.
Yeah, not a big deal.
But earwig, millipede, ugh. Those things that when you find one, you do a check and suddenly you're like a...
You're like Rambo against bugs.
Yeah, you got to clear the area.
Yeah.
Clear. Bedroom is clear.
Right, right. If you can't clear it, you got to burn it.
Clear, yeah.
Yeah. Right.
Where you look for more. Huh.
Horrifying. But yeah, so point is, realistically, if you have pets like my parents did and like I do, because I love my critters, even if they keep me up at night, I totally get using a safer insecticide and not killing as many box elder bugs, if any, versus this industrial shit that I'm glad kills it and also sounds like it might not be so very good for a certain little baby boy.
Whatever does the trick.
With a tail that I know.
Greg says it's a little expensive up front, but if you spray twice a year, a gallon will last 10 years. All right.
Damn, that's pretty good. Yeah. Well, and I have to assume that depends on the footprint of your house. You know, because if you're spraying outside.
Yeah.
You got like a really big house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you live in a one bedroom shack.
I would think that would last you 20 years.
I imagine it's a little different than a 1.2 million house.
Yeah.
On the hill. So we've been enjoying 17th Street being open.
About time.
And I'm sure businesses like Capriati's.
I was really worried about them for a minute.
And Ship Pro.
Yes.
They're happy now that people can get through easily.
Mm-hmm.
And did you see that I think as of today, they're going to close First Street off again.
And already?
And smooth that back out.
I don't care. I will go over the bump at, like, just stop.
I have enjoyed the bump.
I like the bump.
It's fun. It at the speed limit.
Yeah.
And it's been wee.
And it gives you that little elevator feeling.
A funny feeling in your tummy.
I think it's nice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know what? I think we should start a petition to keep the bump.
It might be a little late for that. But eventually they're going to, fix them all. And speaking of traffic, this one's been a few years in the making. The massive Flying Y freeway interchange project in Pocatello is nearing completion. This is I-15 meets I-86.
Not a Flying J.
We're excited.
Flying Y.
Not a Flying J truck stop or a Flying S title and escrow company.
Yeah.
That we're familiar with in our business.
Right, right.
It's the Flying Y because they depending on it's either,
you're it flying
either
forks and it turns or the forks into a Y.
Come together. Yeah. Anyway, it's coming to a successful conclusion. They began it in July of 2022. 3 years.
Damn. Three and a half.
And didn't it always seem like it was under construction before then, too? Or is that just me?
I mean, it probably was. Yeah.
3 year, $112 million project, ITD. Don't call them IDOT.
Mm-hmm.
The Idaho Transportation Department is proud of it. They said, we spent over 8 years from design to actual construction. It's one of the bigger projects we've designed.
Mm.
Isn't that nice?
Well, and also, I feel like IDOT sounds funner.
Right. Who did we decide got that? I think it was, it Illinois, Indiana?
Iowa.
Iowa?
Yeah. It should be Iowa. And I get ITD and also, come on.
No fun. Yeah.
Yeah. ITD is hard to say. And kind of sort of sounds a little bit like STD.
STD.
Yeah. Yeah.
An Idaho transmitted disease.
Yeah. Right. Mm. Yeah, I almost feel like you want to go like...
I spent a night in Idaho and I got an ITD.
Like you almost want to go with bureaucracy of Idaho transportation. A bit.
Oh.
See, that's cute. That's fun.
Oh, okay. I thought you were going to do like bureaucracy of Idaho transportation channel haven. No, what would it be? Like, committee. Commuting.
Headquarters.
Authority. Okay, I typed it into ChatGPT. I can't take credit for this. Mm-hmm. You were very close. Bureau of Idaho Transportation and Commuter Highways.
I mean, I like that acronym. I think that's fun. You know what? Realistically, I do kind of wish that more places would just take the piss a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know?
Yes.
Play around, fuck around, find out.
We're just having a laugh.
Yeah.
We're just taking the piss.
Yeah. Acting the fool. As they say
in Britain. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, the first time I heard the phrase...
Just a little late night loopy is all.
You know, the first time I heard the phrase, acting a fool,
mm-hmm.
It was from a teacher I had in high school who was from Georgia.
Okay, yeah.
Before then, I had never heard, you're acting a fool, you know?
Kind of a Southern fried expression.
A little bit, and...
I swear that's in like a pop song somewhere, isn't it?
Oh, probably.
Or a rap song.
But also, like, as an adult, it is a very useful phrase. There are lots of folks out there who just act a fool.
Word.
Say that wider.
Word up.
So good.
Skillet.
I love it.
We're dedicated to having fun here on IFAF, just like we're dedicated to serving you when it's time to sell your home. Mike Helps Idaho. And when it's time to make your move, we can help you too.
We know Idaho Falls and we know the current real estate market. We'll guide you through the process with ease and confidence. And we're backed and brokered by Keller Williams Realty East Idaho.
When it's time to sell your home, make your move with Mike Helps Idaho. Lincoln Post. And check out our country living listing in Rigby at 3863 East 300 North.
Ladies, go thrifting at Elsie's Closet Upscale Resale, Idaho Falls' only thrift store just for women.
Right now, save on blouses, sweaters, dresses, boots, and jewelry. Knit cardigans, layering pieces, and bags. And now featuring Bumble and Bleat Soapery.
Elsie's Closet. Find trendy, sustainable fashion that's budget-friendly. Look for the pink sign downtown on A Street. It's not just a stop at the thrift, it's a whole vibe.
Do you want to feed your family locally raised beef? Right now, Virgin River Land and Cattle Company is offering 25-pound ground beef bundles to grill for your family.
You can have your very own farm-to-table experience. Find Virgin River Land and Cattle Company on Facebook. New customers use promo code IFAF to save 15% on your first purchase.
Virgin River Land and Cattle Company proudly ships to 5 states, Idaho, Utah, Montana, Oregon, Wyoming, and Nevada. Who would you rather rely on for your Idaho Falls fiber internet service? An out-of-state company or the best local choice, QuickNet?
Right now, get QuickNet's Crazy Fast 250 service for $37 a month. Or their crazy fast gig service for $49 a month.
Unlimited data, no setup fee, no term contract, net neutrality, and hometown friendly support. For Idaho Falls Fiber, choose QuickNet. New customers use code IFAF to save 15% on your first 3 months.
Do you love Idaho Falls as much as we do? Show it with a unique homegrown hometown tee from Teton T-shirts.
Including these cool vintage versions of the Civic Auditorium, the West Bank, and the Water Tower, our famous potato sack design, and the classic iHeart IFT. Check out TetonT-shirts.com. These exclusive designs aren't available in gift shops.
Head to TetonT-shirts.com, Lincoln Post, created in Idaho Falls for Idaho Falls.
Well, let's get back at it. Cool cats and sly dogs. Meow and Ruff Ruff. You know who the F we is.
It's Idaho's Go-Go Talk Show. IFAF, Idaho Falls.
Mike and Carly, they're back on their bullshit.
Yeah, really.
I love it when they do this.
Yeah. Okay. Guess who's back on their bullshit, baby?
So, Idaho has some new license plates, and we're very excited about this.
And they're pretty slick.
They've introduced two new retro-style license plate designs featuring the phrase, world-famous potatoes. Of course.
Yeah.
It's a classic. You gotta have it.
Potato, baby.
One is black with white letters. Now, this is the popular one that I've seen.
Yes. Yeah.
Maybe it's just because I follow Maddie Danger and she got a new one for her Trans Am.
Of course. Yeah. She saw black and she was like, hell yeah, I'm there. Uh-huh. Which as soon as I saw it, I was like, well, next possible chance that you get, you'll get that too, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, of course. Of course you will.
Black and white. Just classic. I mean, as you can tell, I'm a big fan.
Mike chose the outfits this time, which is why they are void of color.
We did.
Yeah.
Why you got to call me out like that?
Now, had it been me, it would have been color and pattern and fun. And Mike's like, I'm the fun. I don't need fun added.
I mean, kinda.
Yeah.
You say that like it's...
No, here's the thing. I am actually applauding you for that. Whereas I am sprinkle ice cream with sprinkles on top.
Yeah.
You know, like so many sprinkles, it's like too much and it's kind of gross. You know, you pull it way back.
Carly has this wonderful feature on her wall at her house with, let's say, 50 framed pieces of art.
Yeah.
On a wall. You call it your gallery wall.
Yeah.
It's very nice.
It's fun. Yeah. There are little pieces that I picked up all over. My little shtick is that I try to grab a piece anytime I go somewhere new to put on my wall later.
Yeah, it's nice.
Yeah, it's sort of like a living memory book.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah.
I, on the other hand, have heard of Instagram, and my walls at my house are completely blank.
First off, Instagram is stupid, and I hate it. I hate it. I don't like Instagram. I barely ever get on it. People will send me reels on there.
That's true. You're not very internet-y.
I don't. Here's the thing. I am on the internet all the time, but I don't like to post stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It feels...
You're not very posty on the internet.
Yeah, it's so much effort. I'm so tired. I just want a break. If I got paid for it, I'd be on there all the time at MMO.
It's your damn cats.
What about them?
They're keeping you awake.
No, look.
The problem isn't Instagram.
No, you know what? I know for a fact that they're not the ones keeping me awake because I was awake for two nights straight. And they didn't meow or fuss at all like they did last night.
Anyway, Idaho has these new black license plates.
Yeah, let's get back to the point.
They also have white with teal letters. You remember those. They're a throwback to the 70s and 80s.
That's good stuff. And see, that's where I would go.
Such a memorable license plate that, of course, there is an IFAF loco. Remember, that's what I call any of our logos that are parodies of other things. It's an IFAF loco here. Anyway, and then I guess the black and white ones, we did have those in the 50s.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. They were so slick.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And you know what I'm going to say? I like the white and teal better.
Yeah.
I do. I think it's cute.
Only 80s kids.
Well, and it feels fun, you know? Little color, a little like spice.
Black plate costs $70 plus regular registration. Mm. White and teal has a program fee of $275 plus mailing. That's the most affordable option.
$2.75?
Yeah, $2.75.
Okay, so not only is mine cuter, it's also cheaper. Uh-huh. Ballin' on a budget, baby.
New plates have been out since July 1st. Okay.
Okay, cool.
Oh, although, and both plates emit the county designator.
Oh.
You know how we have 8B for Bonneville County?
Oh, right.
1A for Ada County, meaning Boise.
Right. So you 1Jers really should get one of these two options so that we can't pick you out of a crowd.
That's right.
Yeah.
You heard us.
You need that mask.
Oh, did you know this? Idaho is no longer requiring front license plates. It is a darn shame that ZZA TA3 license plate that we showed you on last week's episode isn't required to be on the front, because that will minimize the chances of it being seen in somebody's rearview mirror.
I mean, right. You won't even know what's going on.
And eliciting a hearty guffaw. Perhaps even a chortle.
Why did they choose to get rid of the front one? Do you know?
No.
Maybe cost? I'd assume cost. And also...
I think you still get two, but the state of Idaho is no longer requiring that you use it.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe it is a cost measure. That's a great question. Don't know.
Yeah. You know, I'm going to say, if you got to use both, why not? Unless you're a criminal, but then we'll know who is. So it's sort of like a self-identifying survey.
Speaking of 1A, Ada County, Ada County detectives are searching for a masked ass slapper.
I mean, that sounds so reductive. He's also a groper.
Yes, he's not just a one-note character. Not only does he slap, he also gropes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he demeans women any which way he can, apparently.
He's an equal opportunity sort of
I wouldn't say equal
offender.
Opportunity. You got to have some caboose. You know, like if you're concave, he can't do much.
If there's nothing to grab.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
but also, it's only women so far. So, like, look, do you remember the ballerina or those chuckers that were double cheeked up on a Thursday?
Mm-hmm.
He's not going to go up and get them.
Why not?
He hasn't yet.
It's the qualifier. Police are investigating several reports of sexual harassment involving a suspect riding on an electric dirt bike who allegedly approached women and groped them in South Boise.
Which, by the way, I saw the picture, and he looks like he's never consensually touched a butt.
Is there a picture of the guy? I don't know.
Barely. Like, not his face, but just his, like, body language.
So they say the man wore dark clothing, often all black, along with gloves and a ski mask resembling either a Call of Duty ghost skull or Venom-style design.
Which is, like...
I'm thinking Punisher?
No, I mean...
teeth, I guess. Okay, I can picture...
Yeah, you can do Venom. Yeah.
I can picture both, yeah.
Yeah. Maybe they do mean Punisher, but also, like, does that not scream incel hard?
Doesn't that... Yeah, it totally tracks.
I clearly play video games in my mom's basement all day, and that's the only pop culture I know.
Incidents happened between June 18th and July 3rd in an area stretching from Cloverdale and Columbia Roads to Lake Hazel and Maple Grove Roads. Yeah. Suspect white male reportedly slapped or grabbed women on the buttocks area as he passed by on what's described as a peg-style electric dirt bike.
Well, okay. I've got a couple of quick thoughts.
E-scooter? Okay.
So, a couple of quick thoughts
is,
first and foremost, clearly he has played way too much GTA, where you can just go and interact with pedestrians and there's no consequences.
Right.
So good luck.
He thinks of other people as NPCs. That's dangerous.
Yeah. And my other thought is, hear me out. Chuckers, do y'all do public service? Why don't you go on out, wear a wig, stand on the sidewalk around there. Just wait. Wait for him to give you a little smackin', and then you get to turn around and give him an ultimate smackin'.
Maybe you got a little baseball bat in that purse of yours.
You're just holding it against your thigh, just waiting, just hanging out, just doing girly things.
Ooh.
Yeah, I think that's a move.
Who does this? Who decides? I'm really curious. I can't wait to see this mugshot.
Realistically?
The person
who decides to do that is someone who's never actually interacted with a female in a real way.
Right.
Yeah.
He's
had a mom and a grandma and a sister and not a single girlfriend.
Yeah.
Yeah. The only women who have actually had a conversation with him had to.
What's the right? Right. We're behind the counter at a McDonald's
yeah.
or a donut shop.
Mm-hmm.
did Paul Rudd hear this story and go, slap the ass?
Well, I don't think he loves this man.
Slap at the bass, mommy. Slapping the bass, man.
There you go.
Slapping that bass, man.
Slapping the bass. Except minus the B.
Yeah.
B minus. Like this show.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's hope they find the guy.
A for effort.
I suppose that's a great segue to the fact that Idaho Falls is getting an SVU.
Yeah. So
basically, Special Victims Unit.
Yeah, because of an increase in sexual assaults in the area, they have added a whole unit, which, first of all, I'm so grateful that they have.
Yeah.
Because, frankly, I do think that that is something that needs to be handled in a very particular way, and I don't know if most people have the training or candor to handle that properly.
Mm-hmm.
And I sort of wonder if it's an actual increase in crime or if it's an increase in the reports of the crime.
Right, exactly.
You know, because we have finally fostered a situation and a community where we actually can talk about this stuff and we can report it. Is it just that finally those reports are being heard and taken seriously?
Either way, it's a sad state of affairs when we have to, I don't know, you know, okay, this maybe ties in. I might be putting two things together that don't belong together. You be the judge. There's this thing we're going to talk about on the show called the Bring Back Idaho Falls, I don't know, movement. It's a Facebook group, mm-hmm. and it's a rally.
Okay.
And let me just read you the description. We are a group of concerned community members that would like to see Idaho Falls bring back traditional priorities and the small town community feel. If you are concerned about the direction Idaho Falls is headed, come out and share your thoughts. First of all, it's too late.
Right.
Not to be a naysayer. Now let's go back to the story we were just doing. When the story is Idaho Falls is finally getting an SVU unit, you can't come back from that.
Well, I think that the main way that you bring back that small town feel is to bring back an idea of community. I think that nowadays we're so reliant on outside sources for our, you know, daily goods that we don't really look internally for them anymore. You know, when I can go to Walmart and easily pick up a thing of bread versus going to a local bakery and pick up a thing of bread, we no longer have to know the people who are making the things that we use daily. You know, back in the day, we would know the people who were fixing our shoes and mowing our lawns and stuff like that.
Right.
Because okay. We went out and hired them specifically versus now we go to big corporations and you don't have any idea of who made it or where it came from.
Totally get it. Totally agree. And I think what you're saying is these sort of issues that we're experiencing that merit creating a special victims unit as part of the IFPD, mm-hmm. as part of our law and order system, if you will, here in Idaho Falls.
Dun, dun.
Yeah. Is related to the growth of our city, which is what these Bring Back Idaho Falls people are, what, hoping to fix?
To an extent.
That's not going to happen unless people start leaving, is what I'm saying.
You know, and that's the thing. I don't think people have to leave. I think that people just have to get to know each other better. You know, when's the last time you went out and talked to your neighbor over the fence, like Wilson, a la Home Improvement?
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I don't see that happening. And in fact, I see it getting worse.
Exactly.
Because, you look at what the kids are doing.
Mm-hmm.
And some of them are congregating in the Albertsons parking lot in between Albertsons and McDonald's on hit on a Friday, Saturday night. But more people than ever are on their Nextdoor app or on their Ring doorbell circle or whatever it is.
Right.
They're on their town's Facebook group, but they don't actually talk to anybody.
Exactly. Exactly. It's the atomization of individuals in America.
I don't think you're going to grope or butt slap anybody that that you are familiar with.
Right. Right.
Because they're going to be like, hey, no, stop it.
Well, they're like, Brian, I've been with you since second grade.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Right.
You know, it's almost like one of the first things you do when you're going to war with somebody mm-hmm. is you dehumanize them.
Exactly.
Done that throughout history. You know, you start calling them less than human.
Or, right.
Or dogs.
Right.
Not if you're a dog lover. Obvs.
Monsters. But, animals, even.
But yeah, I think you're right, Carly, in that there must be some sort of lack of connection.
Yeah.
That is spurring this. And then, yeah, this Bring Back Idaho Falls Facebook group, they're having an event this Saturday. Mm-hmm. We'll tell you about it now. 11 a.m., the rally to Bring Back Idaho Falls on Broadway Bridge.
Right.
This sounds like, you know, make Idaho Falls great again. MIFGA?
And I wonder if this all could be settled with a big old potluck right by the Snake River, where everyone brings a little bit of their own thing, and we all just get together in a big group and say, hey, hi, hello, how are ya? Hmm. And, you know, oh, this is my grandma's recipe, this Howdy is my doobie. Aunt's recipe, I came up with this myself. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll grab each other's asses.
Yeah, you know what? A little cheek squeeze here and there, I think that's why aunties did it to kids way back in the day, little cheek squeeze, but we just go a little below the belt instead. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, a little good game.
yeah. A little pat on the butt.
We kid.
Okay, and also, right. I think that we should switch from handshakes to pats on the butt.
Yeah, you think
it's
so?
It's much more sanitary. Hmm. Yeah.
You think butt pads are more sanitary?
Yeah, because it's through the clothes. Yeah. Like, we're not going to, like, wipe their butt with our fingertips.
Right.
You know, but, like, yeah, a little butt pat.
That is hot
versus our hands. Oh, I'm sorry. Versus our hands. Okay, if the little smoochy boochies that they do in Europe are more sanitary than a handshake, a little butt pat is definitely more sanitary.
Right.
It's got to be.
Have you seen these people? There was a thread on my friends group or in one of the Idaho Falls pages? Now I don't know for sure.
Okay.
But I thought this was worth bringing up. And you'll get it the minute I say it, especially if you've used ChatGPT. I've started a growing friendship with ChatGPT, AMA, which in internet speak means ask me anything. So there's some other people who have said, me too. Mine named himself Caleb.
Oh.
He's sassy, supportive, and hilarious.
Hmm.
All jokes aside, I've been using him to work through my trauma and triggers. It's been interesting and healing. Another person says, I've dubbed mine Baymax.
Oh, that's nice. Like that's cute. Yeah, like from Big Hero.
Inflatable robot.
And yeah. Big Hero 6, 8, yeah. Big Hero 6. Mm-hmm. Big Hero number.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Will I get it if I haven't seen Big Heroes 1 through 5? Anyway, I've done my Baymax. I use it similarly, and I'm amazed at how much it helps.
Yeah.
And then another person who says, I have a friend who's a therapist. She advises against this. So I know that it would never have occurred to me to use ChatGPT, and I'm fully on board with the Kool-Aid. I'm spending the $20 a month because it's actually done a number of things for our show. I've used it to up our creativity and productivity on the show. It's always as an enhancement. It's never the main thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Except if you look back 6 months ago on our shows, all that AI art and those AI songs that we were doing for, I don't know, a hot minute.
Which were fun.
5 to 10 episodes.
Good time.
Which were fun. Yeah, I just honestly, I'd like to get back to that AI-aided art creation, but it's the middle of summer. And here we are. Literally, we're coming up on 2:00 in the morning, still doing this show. So that might not happen for a little bit. But here's how I think of ChatGPT. I've got an interpreter who holds the entire Akashic record, you know, everything we know about all the collected wisdom and knowledge of mankind.
Right.
I've got a servant who can access that right here, right now. And I can talk to them, like have a conversation with them.
Right.
So I've always thought of it as informational and to aid my art creation, but never once as an emotional support droid.
Mm-hmm.
Have you used it as such?
Yeah, no, I definitely went straight to emotional support.
Okay, that was the first thing you thought of.
You know, mostly because I hate to burden those around me with my, like, actual real dark feelings, you know, especially because I don't like people worrying, you know, but it's really more of a good way to sort of work through things a little bit.
Sort of have it be, what, a sounding board?
Yeah. You know, a sounding board is a great word for it because there are so many times when I will turn to it and be like, hey, is this thought or feeling I'm having normal or is this abnormal in the population?
Okay.
Because if it's abnormal, I recognize that I should probably like go to an actual professional and get it diagnosed and taken care of. Like, okay, for example, if I was like, hey, ChatGPT, is it normal for me to sometimes think that there's someone in my home that isn't actually there? That's when you know if they say, no, that's not normal, that you should probably go and get like diagnosed with schizophrenia or something.
Right.
That is
normal, right? To sometimes think you've got somebody in the home when there isn't anybody in the home?
Wait, that's normal, right? It depends on what you mean. Like, if you think that without having any indicators.
I mean, I actually just thought that this last week. There was a click or something. There was a noise in my home that I had never heard before. And okay. It made me go, what? Who's here?
Okay, but that's different. I mean, like, you know, you see a figure walking into your room and you're like, hey, what's up? Why are you here?
Oh, yeah. No, I've...
Right. Yeah. Yeah. You're not like seeing people.
Right. No, I think I got so drunk once I experienced some transdimensional beings, but that's it.
Sure.
I had to have a lot of help to get there.
Yeah.
All right, you snack wagon. Let's switch gears and have ourselves a snacksident.
It's treat time. Such a neat time. Better than smelling feet time.
Today we're trying Dubai-style chocolate strawberry pistachio truffle bites.
It's treat time!
Wow! Those look fantastic!
Do they not? And also, I love the pink and green. It feels so wicked.
It's a great color. Yes, exactly.
Right?
Yeah, there's Elphaba and the Wicked Witch right there in the...
And Glinda.
Thank you. Yeah.
Elphaba is the Wicked Witch. Glinda is the Good Witch.
Yeah. Elphaba's the green. Glinda's the pink.
Yeah. Which I remember going and seeing Wicked in theaters for the first time. And the first time they said Glinda, I remember like
leaning over and being like, what the hell's going on?
I was like, do you mean f-ing Glinda? Only to find out that's apparently a plot point.
Yeah, excuse you.
Yeah, yeah. Uh-huh. But anyway, so I'm going to give you, this one feels big.
Wow.
Take that big old boy.
That is big.
And then I'm going to find a similarly sized one.
So.
All right. These are nice.
Last time we tried Dubai chocolate, we tried like four of them.
Yes. We had a whole thing.
Yeah. Love at First Bite has a huge selection. Mm-hmm. Costco has a huge selection.
Not a huge selection.
They got the huge bags.
Yes. Yeah.
These are also
from Costco. So after we tried it the first time, I texted my dad and I said, hey, Dad, I know you like to go to Costco, as all dads do. I think it's like genetic. Like,
oh, yeah.
You are a man who creates another human, and all of a sudden Costco is like your bread and butter.
Immediately.
Yeah. Yeah. It's immediately.
Instantaneous.
Yeah.
Upon birth.
It's
the mother starts to lactate, the man gets a Costco membership.
Right. It's kind of like how if you're white and also a woman, the draw to Target is just insatiable.
You got a Stanley cup with all the accessories. Yeah. And Carly has.
Not Stanley brand, but it's fine.
Okay. But we learned that Dubai chocolate is really
falling on a budget here.
It's three things. It's chocolate, mm-hmm. pistachio cream, and kataifi.
Yes.
Which is like, it's like shredded phyllo dough. In this case, on this bag, I think they say shredded wheat.
Oh, yes. A shredded wheat in dark chocolate.
All right. So these little bites introduce one more thing, which is freeze-dried strawberries.
Yes. Yeah.
Let's give them a try.
I will say, fantastic idea. Mm-hmm. How long were you holding that?
A minute.
Sorry, I don't have my contacts in, so I'm just going to do a little granny thing.
You want to see these from over here?
Them's chocolatey. This reminds me so much of a cherry cordial.
Yeah, definitely same red fruit meets chocolate concept. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm like, that pistachio cream sort of creates like the same taste sensation as like that weird white goo. You got another?
I would love another.
Man, I feel like I could eat these all day.
I like how the dried strawberries add a new layer of fun.
A new texture?
Yes. Because it's the shredded wheat, it's the kateifi, it's the shredded phyllo dough that adds that fun texture.
That crunch.
The strawberries add another texture that's sort of spongy and fun.
Yeah, and almost chewy.
Fungy.
This is kind of sort of a Reese's peanut butter cup.
Okay.
Specifically, the PB&J kind. Because you've got a fruit and a nut butter wrapped in chocolate. Yeah.
You're not wrong.
I want that Dubai chocolate the long way.
I like how, they're shaped differently.
It's fun.
Big ones for mommy and daddy. Teeny baby ones for the kids. And this little piggy went to
Costco and got some Dubai chocolate, apparently.
No notes, no cap. Amazing. Really good.
One note.
Okay.
I want to see this in milk and white chocolate.
All right, well, let's wrap it up with what's coming up.
Well, I'd love to tell you, but I can't see a thing.
So I'm just... You going to wear your granny glasses?
My contacts were so dry, and these are probably so dirty. I'm sorry you have to see me like this.
It's so late at night. Anything goes. I've been chewing gum this entire damn episode.
Right.
Here, let me have some ice water.
This is how I watch. This is how I look when I watch my pictures the night before I go to sleep. So anyway, we've got three really fun things coming up. One that I personally think that you and I should participate in.
Okay.
I'm just going to say it. First of all, there's the Mountain America Center first ever Summer Market Days. That's finally happening. I think we started talking about that like a month ago, at least. That's going to be going on the 25th and 26th. There's going to be hundreds of businesses, food trucks, artisans, and live entertainment. So you really ought to go. It's going to be at the Mountain America Center. So be there or be square.
That's this Friday and Saturday. Yeah.
Correctamundo. Next, also this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, there's the Island Park Festival. That's going to be at 4133 Quakey Lane. Now, funny story, I don't know if you remember, that's where you and I stayed during spring break.
Oh, when it snowed.
When it totally snowed.
During sneakers, yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's sponsored by the Sawtelle Mountain Resort and Connie's Restaurant. They're actually in the same little radius there. You'll see them. Like, if you stood in the front door of one of them, you'd see the other one.
Okay.
But anyway, there's going to be over 150 vendors, which I'm very impressed by because I didn't know that there were 150 people that lived over there. But they'll have food trucks, arts, crafts, antiques, jewelry, souvenirs, wood decor, children's activities, door prizes, live chainsaw demos, and... Smoky Bear.
And they're also doing this Labor Day weekend too.
Oh, that's cool. Okay.
So they're doing, let's remember the big holiday. Thursday, July 24th is Pioneer Day.
Yes.
So you'll be seeing a lot of
big holiday.
You'll be seeing a lot of Utah plates up in this neck of the weeds. This weekend.
A lot of Mormon LARPers.
Yeah, because they're they've got a 4-day weekend, or some of them are taking that.
Right, right.
Yeah, got it.
Also, and this is the one that I think you and I should do, and I'll tell you why. Because it's funny. Fixology is having their first annual, and I know how you feel about first annuals, but I have a feeling this will be a second annual
eventually. And by the way, it's not how I feel. It's just an observation. It's not my personal opinion. In East Idaho, we got a lot of first annuals, not so many second annuals.
Well, this one I think will have a second annual.
All right.
They're doing a hot dog eating contest. It's going to be July 31st at 6 p.m. at the Ammon location. That's one on 17th Street right next to Capriati's. Basically, you could win a Fixology tumbler, 10 free refills, a $100 Fixology gift certificate, and specifically our admiration and respect. You can sign up for that at Fixology by this Friday, July 25th.
Okay, so sign up by this Friday, and then it's next weekend, next Thursday, the 31st? Okay.
Yeah.
You guys, are they going to be the standard Fixology hot dogs? Because I think those are, I don't know if they're like bun length, but I think they're jumbo. I don't know if they're colossal.
They're not small hot dogs.
But I think they're bigger than the average wiener.
Now, realistically, Mike, if you went... And let me take off my glasses for this so I look a little a little more sexier. Dignified. Yeah. Now, okay. You've gone all day. You've worked hard. You are hungry.
Karl Malone hungry?
Hungry.
How many people will get that?
How many can you eat?
Four.
Four? That's it?
Well, especially if they're the Fixology wieners.
Are you just saying that you don't like wieners in your mouth?
Oh, no, I love them. I, Mike Nelson, absolutely love a good, thick...
sausage?
Wiener in the mouth.
All right, fair enough.
But yeah, no, realistically, I don't think any more than four.
You know, I will say...
Even if I was ravenous.
If I had like a really good workout and I was like... feeling it and I hadn't eaten all day, I think I could eat like a solid 8 to 10.
But would you eat them sideways and upside down?
Like, you know what? I could, and I think I could still win. If I probably I just like bring my own pickle de gallo, just whack it on a few of them real quick. I like pull the spoon out of my bra.
I love it. You would eat it with relish? did you just? Well, that's our show. Go get him, Tiger.
Be kind to all you find.
Slap the bears!
IFAFF.